Good morning, everyone. Welcome those of you that are visiting with us today. We're delighted to have you, and we want you to come back and be with us every opportunity that you have. Tonight, we'll be gathering, as has already been announced, our regular time. Hope you can come back and be with us at that time. Merry Christmas to everybody, and I wish you the very best. It's a great thing that we can celebrate and enjoy one another's associations together, and we wish you the very best. I do not know when the day that Jesus was born, but I know he was born. God tells us. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. I want to know everything God says concerning the wonderful birth of the Son of God. And the Bible tells us that we don't know a whole lot about the infant Jesus. I don't know when he was born, the day that he was born. I don't know how much he weighed. I don't know how tall he was. Usually we have an announcement whenever a baby is born that they weigh so much and they're so long and they got hair or no hair at all. The color of his eyes, all of those things I cannot tell you. But I can sure tell you, my friend, about the master that was the baby at one time. And that baby was very, very important to God. The Bible says in Matthew 2 and verse 1, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, I know that because I know he was born because God says so. And then Mary was a virgin. She had never had a sexual relationship with any man. That which was conceived of her was of the Holy Spirit. And before Joseph came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. And I know from the Bible that Joseph was upset about the condition of Mary, who at first learned about Mary being with child. He's being a just man, and he really doesn't want to make her a public example. He was minded to put her away privately. Those things I know, because they're told us in the Word of God. An angel appears to Joseph in Matthew 1:20, and while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. She has not been a transgressor. She has not engaged in sexual immorality. She shall bring forth a son. And thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from the sin. What a fabulous thing it is. Announcement about Jesus' birth is seen also in Luke chapter 2. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. Who? The shepherds, the lowly men that are taking care of the sheep. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were all so afraid that such an occasion like this was happening. And the angel said unto them, don't be afraid. Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. The birth of Jesus brings great joy. For unto you, which shall be to all people, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. He's been born, and the shepherds are told about it. He's Christ the Lord, Jesus, born. And this should be a sign to you. You should find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, strips of clothes, to keep the child, the legs, and the arms secure. And he will be lying in a manger. He'll be dried up in a trough that are fed where they feed the animals. These shepherds are told some great news. But then, I know something else that happened at the birth of my Lord. I know that the Bible tells us, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host. Can you imagine it? A multitude of the heavenly host. And what are they doing? They're praising God and they're saying, glory to God in the highest and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Hey, multitude singing praises, showing the exalted joy of God the Father, because heaven now is filled with joy that a little baby's been born, and that little baby is Jesus. What did these shepherds do? Well, the angels go back to heaven, Luke 2:15. And the shepherds decide to go to Bethlehem to see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord had made known unto them. They're going back. They're going to witness this themselves. It's been told to them by an angel. And they've heard this glorious joy of the birth of the Son of God coming down, praising God. And the shepherds decided to go to Bethlehem to see it. In Luke 2:16, and they came with haste. They found Mary and Joseph. And guess what? They knew it was Jesus. Why? Because they were told that the babe would be lying in a manger wrapped with swaddling clothes. What joy! Thrill! And all this done because of the announcement of the Son of God, Jesus. What will the shepherds do? When they'd seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. They went and told others what they had seen. Why don't we do it? We have learned what God said concerning the Christ child, the birth of the Son of God. Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men should be announced throughout the world. Because they went and they told others what they had seen. The shepherds were joyful. They returned glorifying, praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. No wonder then Matthew writes in words that we cannot misunderstand, words that we know and we treasure. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. His birth was so important to God. His birth is so important to us. We don't set aside a day to celebrate His birth. God hadn't authorized it, but He tells us to know about His birth. He tells us all that He wants us to know about the Son of God, Jesus Christ. No wonder the prophets had foretold the Messiah that was coming, and the writers of the New Testament revealed that He was born. The excitement of heaven indicates the delight of God on behalf of Jesus being born. And we, as we know these things about Jesus, should, as did the shepherds, go forth, tell others the greatest story that's ever been told. Jesus, the Christ, the Son of God, was born. He was born to be the Savior of the world. His birth, His life, His death, His resurrection, His ascension, and Jesus now in heaven making intercession for us. I say to you this morning, that's the story in a nutshell concerning the beautiful birth of Jesus Christ. Where is He? The day of the Lord is told us. Remember His death, but we love birth. His death is to be remembered upon the first day of the week, and we shall do that as we observe the Lord's Supper. His blood was given to redeem us. It was a price that was paid by this little baby that was born in Bethlehem of Judea, which the shepherds had been told, and then the wise men later come and they offer frankincense, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, which the Bible says that Gabriel had told Mary that she shall have a child and you shall call his name Jesus. And the Bible tells us that an angel spoke to Joseph in a dream. And Joseph is told this child that is to be born, he is the Savior of the world. He's coming to save his people from their sins. Forever be thankful that our Lord Jesus Christ was born, that he lived, he died, he was raised from the dead, and he ascended back to the Father. And today, we exalt him, we praise him, we glorify God that he was mindful to send the baby who was born as it was prophesied, who was raised up, grew up, who was willing to go to the cross and there to die for you and me, this little baby, the one that God said should be called Jesus. He shall save his people from their sins, and he does. The greatest story ever to be told. Do you believe in it? I mean Jesus, the one that was born, that lived, died, raised up, and guess where he is? He's in heaven at the right hand of God. And yet he says, I'll be with everyone who gathers together in my name. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there will I be in the midst of them. One solitary life influenced so many people. Here is a man who was born in an obscure village, the child of a peasant woman. He grew up in an obscure village. He worked in the carpenter's shop until he was 30, and then for 3 years, he was a teacher. He never wrote a book. He never held an office. He never owned a home. He never had a family. He never went to college. He never traveled except in his infancy more than 200 miles from the place where he was born. He never did one of the things that usually accompanies his greatness. He had no credentials but himself. While he was still a young man, the tide of popular opinion turned against him. His friends ran away. One of them denied him. He was turned over to his enemies. He went through a mockery of a trial. He was nailed up on a cross between two thieves. His executors gambled for the only piece of property he had on earth, his seamless robe. And when he was dead, he was taken down from the cross and laid in a borrowed grave through the courtesy of a friend. 19 wide centuries have come and gone. And today, he is the centerpiece of the human race and the leader of all human progress. I am well within the mark when I say that all the armies that ever marched, all the navies that ever were built, all the parliaments that ever sat, and all the kings that ever reigned, you put them all together, have not affected the life of man upon this earth as powerfully as has this one solitary personality. And his name is, do you believe in him? Are you a Christian this morning? If not, why not? Won't you obey him? Won't you do his will? He calls upon us to come to him. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. And he'll do that for you today. This Jesus that was born, this Jesus that lived, and he died. This Jesus, whom the God of heaven says, now peace on earth, goodwill toward all men. Won't you believe in it? Won't you obey it? You're a child of God. You've not been faithful to him. Ask God to forgive you. We beg you to come to and obey him. All together.